Entrepreneurship is meant to open the doors to more revenue and freedom. But how does that actually happen? Well, on the Big Deal Energy podcast, me, your host and business mentor, Laura Khalil, I'm going to be pulling back the curtain to show you how to build a B2B business you love with amazing clients and bigger contracts. Through guest interviews, bite-sized strategies, and powerful prompts, you too can harness that big deal energy. Follow me at I Am Brave by Design on Instagram, and remember to subscribe to the Big Deal Energy podcast wherever you listen to shows. Hey friends, I want to welcome you to this episode of Big Deal Energy. I'm your business bestie, Laura Khalil. And on today's episode, we are going to discuss if you need to do cold outreach to grow your business, or can you just rely on the people you already know? As with any question, there is a lot of nuance to this, and so I want to go through the benefits of doing it, the drawbacks to doing it, when you need to use it, when you can like take your foot off the gas pedal, and basically what this all means. Because there are a number of business coaches slash business advisors, whatever they want to call themselves, who will tell you, you don't do cold outreach to get big deals. You don't do cold outreach at all in my program, or you don't have to do that, okay? And I want to share my perspective on it. So first, let's start with what is cold outreach? Cold outreach is the process of reaching out to strangers, people you do not know, and trying to build a relationship with them. Warm outreach, which is the other thing in contrast to cold outreach, is reaching out to people we already do know and trying to further our relationships with them. In both cases, we are looking to, you know, generate sales, build referrals, build strategic partnerships, build promotional opportunities. So when do you need cold outreach? When do you not need cold outreach? Is it true that it won't get you big deals? All that stuff. Let's dive in. Your network, your existing network, especially if it is well honed and meaning nurtured already by you, is a great place to start with furthering your business. So if you have a keep in touch strategy, if you know how to engage your network and you've been doing that consistently over the course of months and years, you may not need to do as much cold outreach. Okay. That's because you can rely more heavily on your network. There are rare instances where there are individuals whose business grows entirely through referral and entirely through word of mouth. And that's awesome. And here's what I'll tell you about those people. They come to me when their network has dried up. And they come to me and they say, Laura, I've gone through all my referrals. I'm not getting any more referrals. I keep going back to the well. And the well is dry. And so I don't know now how to go get clients. So sometimes, yeah, let's rely on our network first. It's a great place to start. But if you're doing zero cold outreach, zero making friends with new people, you are frankly limiting yourself. So so that's when I would say lean more heavily on warm outreach if you've already got a great network. If you are moving into a new industry, or if you just have not nurtured your network or you don't have much of a network, you're going to have to rely on making new friends on the internet or in person. They're just facts, y'all. I'm just spitting facts right now, okay? This shouldn't come as a like major shock to anyone, but that can seem really scary. And so we often want to try to find like the quote unquote, like workaround for it, right? It takes longer in general, but not always. In general, it will take longer to close a deal through cold outreach. And the reason for that is because it takes longer to build trust. And people always buy from us according to the amount of trust we've earned with them. And the more trust we've earned with them, the more opportunity we have for them to be open to a larger deal with us. Now, this is sometimes the case, but not always. Again, there's no set in stones here. My business, my consulting business grew to multiple six figures all based on cold outreach and all without waiting, you know, years for those deals to close. So my first $100,000 contract came through cold outreach. I got that deal in 6 weeks. My second contract, I got in maybe 3 or 4 months, although they were already committed to working with me. They just had to go through all the red tape because it was such a large organization. And it just took longer. All cold outreach. So when someone says to you, you never have to do cold outreach following my approach, they're basically telling you what you would love to hear. But the answer is that's only going to work if you have a well-honed network and you have a really solid keep in touch strategy. What I notice some of those coaches teaching is that they will instead try to cajole you into using tools like lots of social media and do things on LinkedIn, which are called LinkedIn engagement pods. So they'll say, well, you don't have to do cold outreach, but instead you've got to post a lot on social media and you have to join a LinkedIn engagement pod. What is a LinkedIn engagement pod? So a LinkedIn engagement pod is where you and a group of people agree that whenever an individual in your group, your pod, posts something on LinkedIn, that you all in your pod will comment on it. And you can spot LinkedIn engagement pods from a mile away because they have a stream of comments, and the comments are typically very pithy, not thought-provoking, and just sort of like 5-cent comments, right? There's not like a lot there. And you'll notice if you then go through someone's posts, you'll see the same people commenting all the time. That's a LinkedIn engagement pod. Why? Now you might be thinking, oh, but like, so what's the point of that? And that doesn't sound bad. Like, wouldn't more people see it? So the thought behind the LinkedIn engagement pod is that people in other folks' network in the pod will see it because they've commented on it, expanding your network. And then they'll like reach out to you and ask to work with you. So, oh, phew, we don't have to do cold outreach. Thank God. Okay. Now here's the problem with that. One, hope is not a strategy. Hoping that somebody in somebody else's network who might be a potential client for you sees a comment, runs to, you know, like message you is like, seriously, is this like what we're actually relying on? And by the way, I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but there is a very prominent business coach who teaches this shit. And I'm like, give me a fucking break. The second thing that is a problem with these, aside from it relying on hope as a strategy, and you don't know if your target market is in their audience, why would we rely on this? The second thing is that LinkedIn does not like these. So LinkedIn will actually pick up when someone is doing an engagement pod and reduce the reach of it. So what's the fucking point, you guys? What's the point? Okay. So I want to warn you against the LinkedIn engagement pods. Please, like whatever you're doing in life, don't do a LinkedIn engagement pod. It's bad news bears. Second thing is sometimes people will say, well, you don't have to do cold outreach. Just post a lot on social media. Who here wants to devote more time to posting on social media? I'm waiting. Like anyone, anyone, anyone at all. Anyone want to live their life posting shit on social media 24/7? I sure as shit don't. I don't have time for that. Also, the challenge with posting a lot on social media, instead of having conversations with people, is that we actually have no idea if we're hitting the mark. And so here's what happens. You post a lot on social media. You're posting, 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 posting. It looks like you're the next fucking Oprah. And people come in and they say, I see you everywhere. I mean, you just look like you're killing it. Business looks like it's taking off. But they're not buying. They're not buying. What you're doing is you're creating a ton of awareness through the posting on social media, but it is not leading to sales or not leading to sales consistently. And the reason for that is that conversations lead to cash. You must talk to a human being to increase the likelihood of making a sale. You know, my mom said something to me. So by the way, I just want to tell you all, I'm not like a natural born saleswoman. My mother is. My mom back in the day when I was like an infant, she used to sell gold. And she was very good at it. She's always been a salesperson, and I've always been like I was like the super shy kid who you know, like I would kind of like let my mom do the talking because I was like, oh, my mom will make friends for me. Like that's the kind of kid I was growing up. I was not a natural salesperson. I wasn't out there with the lemonade stand at 4 years old. Like that was not who I was. And so my mom, when I started to get into sales in my early 20s, which by the way, I got fired from like every sales job in my early 20s because I like was too scared to sell a damn thing. So my mom would try to give me a lot of advice. And the one piece of advice she gave me that really stuck, and I want to offer this to you, is she said, Laura, it takes 9 no's to get to 1 yes. 9 no's to get to 1 yes. So she said, instead of looking for the yes, seek the no. Because the more no's you collect, the closer you are to getting the yes. Now, that number 9 to 1, that ratio, that just depends on the industry you're in and the business you're in. So you want to, but that's a good rule of thumb to start with. Aim to get 9 no's. Aim to have 9 conversations that end in a no. You might just be surprised how many sales you make as a result of doing that. So does any of this mean, in terms of cold outreach, that you need to be cold outreach hustling like a mad woman? No, you don't need to be cold outreach hustling like a mad woman unless you are going into a new market and you are trying to make friends in that market. But let me ask you this question. Does it hurt you to expand your network? Like, when in the history of growing a business has it hurt you to know more people and have a more expansive network? When? Tell me when. Okay, the answer is never. It can never hurt you to make new friends on the internet. And that's what I call cold outreach, is making new friends on the internet or in person, but most of us are just living our virtual lives. So this cannot hurt you to do. It can only help you in the long run. And doing cold outreach today is something that your future self in 6 months or a year will thank you for. Will you get the instant hit of business? You might. You also might not. That's hard to know, right? Based on what you do, we can't like promise what's going to happen. But I can promise you that sitting back, doing a LinkedIn engagement pod and hoping someone comes to you because they saw, you know, a LinkedIn post of you drinking a coffee in front of a brightly lit window, I can guarantee you that is a worse strategy. Okay. That is definitely a worse strategy. So we have to be proactive. We have to be reaching out first and foremost to our network, developing consistency in doing so. And in addition to that, I do recommend, even if you have a well-heeled network, that you begin to dip your toe into making friends with strangers on the internet, because you just simply do not know what's going to happen. There are 2 traits of the most successful people that I've seen. And this is very well documented. I don't even think this is just me. I think this is across the board. The first trait of highly successful people is they're consistent. They do things and they do them again and they do them again. They put in the reps. They are willing to do things and have like a shitty first draft. They're willing to do things and do it to like a B minus to give them, they don't have to be perfect, y'all. Okay. They're willing to just like have a B minus until they get better, until they improve over time. Okay. Consistency is like compound interest. It just grows over time. Consistency is like going to the gym and lifting the weights when you go. When you first go and you do your reps at the gym, you're only going to be able to lift the lightest weights possible if you haven't been there in a year. Over time, you're going to earn the right to lift heavier and heavier weights and get more and more in shape. And that is the exact same thing that happens with business development. In the beginning, you're going to do business development. You're going to reach out to people you know and don't know, and it's going to be real rusty. It's going to be rough. Okay. It's going to be rough. Allow it to be rough. Have some compassion for yourself. It can be rough in the beginning, but you're going to keep putting in the reps. We ain't giving up, right? This is the number one thing I work with my clients on inside of my mastermind, is working with them on how do we put in those reps? How do we implement the Elevate framework in your business so that you can put in the reps every day? So the first trait of highly successful people is they're consistent. The second trait of highly successful people is delayed gratification. If you are searching for an instant result, if you need it right now or else, you will never appreciate how sowing the seeds today will reap the benefits and reap the rewards in the months and years down the road. Your future self will thank you for all of the rewards it has reaped because you put in the work today. We live in a society that is completely obsessed with getting it right now. And the truth is that there is no business on this planet that happens immediately. And if you can withstand the discomfort and the delayed gratification that you're dealing with today, but consistently put in the work to get to the point where you reap the rewards, they will pay you back in dividends. So a lot of people, when they get tripped up, are like, I need to make this money now. I need to do this right now. And it's like, hang on a second. What if we consistently put in the work to set you up for success in 4 months from now? What if we stop acting so thirsty, which is what we see a lot of crummy cold outreach look like? What if we stop acting so thirsty and trying to shove people into meetings and instead actually get to know another human being and develop a real relationship with another human being so that when it is the right time for them to buy from us, we have already done the work of building the relationship? That is one of the key differences between the crummy cold outreach, or even crummy outreach, even to warm leads, even to people we know, and good cold outreach. People who focus on the long term, who focus on the relationship building rather than focusing on the sale today, people who focus on the long term are going to be infinitely more successful in the long term. Infinitely more, right? Because they're not acting all thirsty. They're not acting all gross. They're not trying to press people into meetings. They're not trying to shove people into meetings. So I want you to think about that. If you want to do cold outreach, if you're like, yeah, actually, Laura, I have a great network, but you're right. I can't necessarily just keep going back to the well infinitely. The well might dry up. Today is the day to give yourself the gift of expanding your network and making new friends on the internet. If you need help doing that, we'll put in the show notes our program called Cold Outreach Cure. It's a training to actually teach you how to do non-spammy, non-sleazy cold outreach. It's fucking phenomenal. And if you're doing cold outreach, keep it up. You're going to get better over time, especially if you have something like the framework we teach to help you do it in non-spammy, sleazy, pushy ways. I want to thank you all for listening to this episode, listening to my rant. And until next time, giddy up.